Neil Steinberg from the Rhode Island Foundation on the line with me. Just you mentioned off the top, and when we were talking about now, there's a lot of eyeballs and a lot of ears open. Because Congressman Cicilline is leaving, and then we've got a special election. And what is this Rhode Island Foundation? So all of a sudden, you're kind of pushed into the spotlight. And you mentioned, it was mentioned on CNN. The Rhode Island Foundation was also thrown into a conversation on Fox yesterday, and they say, there's an organization in Providence, Rhode Island, where the Providence Public School District is, they're saying, they're criticizing a program that I do believe comes from the Rhode Island Foundation, where you will make good on loans for teachers of color. This is Fox News. This is the Legal Insurrection Foundation, very right-leaning.
Right.
This somehow got to them. He jumps up on Tucker Carlson and says, it's not fair to the white teachers. Now, this is something that may have been going on for years. Now, all of a sudden, you're shoved into the political limelight here.
Yeah, and to be honest, we stay true to the work. So, in the city of Providence, 80% of the kids are kids of color. And about 10 to 20% of the teachers, it's been well documented that if the teachers, we have more teachers that look like the kids, they respond better to learning, and there's a teacher shortage. So all of those things are just, they're well known. We had the opportunity, and actually a lot of what we do is donors come to us and say, hey, could you put together a program where we could recruit and retain more teachers of color? It's not anything against other teachers, just that's an area, just like could be science teachers. But there was a shortage, and so that's what we did. We put together a program. Donors are funding it. It's not any city or state money, and it is to help pay back loans for teachers that come to Providence and stay in Providence for a few years. We did that in the past to recruit primary care physicians. There's a shortage of primary care physicians. Several years ago, we were involved in that and helping loan repayment. But a lot of what we do because there's a need and because there are donors that are interested in meeting that need.